Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
There are numerous resources out there that target kids when it comes to the issue of homosexuality. Unfortunately, they are almost all from the other side. They have books, pamphlets, videos, movies, lesson plans, the full gamut. And we, as those concerned with children, have fallen behind, by and large, when it comes to telling the truth to our children about the dangers of homosexuality. Recently, though, a pamphlet was written to help parents address the issue with their children. That was written by Linda Harvey of Mission America. And Linda is my guest today, and we're going to be talking about her pamphlet and such as that. Linda, I appreciate you writing this pamphlet and appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Diane.
Give us an overview of Mission America. We've had you on before, but just give any new listeners an overview of what you do there at Mission America.
Well, we're based in Columbus, Ohio, but we work throughout the country and network with great pro-family groups and leaders like yourself, and trying to get the word out about a lot of the issues today. One of the things we work on the most is homosexuality, the homosexual activism that is sort of taking over in so many arenas, or seemingly taking over. And one of the biggest is the area in what is being promoted to our kids in schools and out of schools. So we've worked on that for many years in monitoring the activism that's starting all the homosexual clubs in schools, the claims that kids are bullied and harassed relentlessly, and that the way only way you can solve that problem is to abolish traditional sexual morality and all of the expressions of it in school.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just take objection to that. I think
you
can oppose homosexuality and you can also oppose bullying, and there's nothing contradictory about doing both. So we've been doing this for a while.
When you come up with material, it's accurate, it's in-depth, and it hits the nail on the head. So what led you to write this brochure?
Well, last spring, a dad found our website, missionamerica.com, and asked if I knew of any resources for his, I think it was fourth grade and eighth grade sons that were Christian. He was hoping something with a Christian angle, but they both go to public schools, and wondering about on the issue of homosexuality, wondering what was out there. And I said I would, put my thinking cap on, and I started thinking of resources on our side of it, that is, you know, expressing an authentic, conservative, Christian, and compassionate but truthful side about this, and I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, I'm going to sit down and write something. So I wrote a little three-page flyer with, you know, just a basic overview, very simple, and from a Christian standpoint, but not in too much depth, age-appropriate. It's sensitively written, but it does call homosexuality a sin. It affirms man-woman marriage. It also says that no one should be insulted or name-called or bullied and for any reason. So we both, you know, come against bullying, but we come up against homosexuality.
But you tell the truth about the sin of homosexuality and the danger of homosexuality.
Exactly. And so it's three pages, and we have some photos in it, and people can download it. It's free. It's on our website. And
it's missionamerica.com.
Missionamerica.com.
Okay, then go to the homepage there and click on a link on the homepage. It'll take you to
right at the top right. It says questions and answers for kids about homosexuality, and it'll take you right to the page. Download as many copies as you need. It would be good for, I'm thinking, kids, you know, a mature fourth grader, but fifth grade to eighth grade. It's about that level.
Okay, fifth through eighth grade.
And it's a first step toward a more in-depth study later on as kids mature both spiritually, and you want to get into, you believe it's age appropriate to get into a little bit more of the aspects of the sexual immorality of homosexuality. You don't want to give them too much too early.
Well, true. That's true. And unlike the homosexual activists and homosexual organizations.
Exactly. They're out there with they seemingly have no boundaries as far as age appropriateness.
Right. They don't know what that means. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we're looking at GLSEN, and especially GLSEN, they have lesson plans for teachers to using in class.
Right.
And like you're saying, we as a pro-family movement have nothing until you came out with this pamphlet. And
there's things for adults, but what I think has been truthfully, I mean, there are a lot, you know, large organizations. American Family Association is one, of course, but we only have so many resources, and until recently, we were all appropriately hesitant to introduce the subject to our children.
To steal our children's childhood, basically.
Right. It destroys their innocence, and it assaults them. I think we have to say something at this point. We have to, and this, again, I think this is very age appropriate. What we've written, I think you'll find.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah, I've read through it. It definitely is age appropriate. And as you are pointing out, we have been hesitant because they're children. But homosexual activists have taken advantage of our silence on this issue, and our hesitancy might be a better word on this issue. And they have started, you know, some schools down to kindergarten, indoctrinating them that gay is okay. And, you know, they get this idea before impressionable children, and we're seeing the impact.
Well, right, and what's happened is they have used and are using the bullying issue in a way that is truly, you look at it, and I'm just stunned at how it is so deceptive and such a twisted and insidious message. And what they've done is they've taken an authentic issue where there is actually a problem. Kids who are perceived to be homosexual.
Well, true, but there is a problem. But kids who have a disability, I mean, homosexual activists tend to take the bullying of homosexual students and say that they are the most bullied group in school. But you take kids who have a disability of some sort, physical or mental disability. A recent study came out about several weeks ago that pointed out that those students are going to be more bullied than any other group of students in the school.
Right, and kids who are overweight are more bullied. True. And then there are kids that are bullied or harassed are often, it's personal appearance and relationship issues. You know, people insulting each other, ganging up on each other, cliquishness. Yeah. That's where so much of this, plus the disabled kids, the overweight kids, those are the kids are the highest risk for bullying. I'm not saying that kids who are perceived to be homosexual or cross-gender or, you know, confused about gender don't get bullied. They do.
They do, right.
But it's not by any means the highest number or the highest risk. And you don't have to affirm homosexuality and approve of being gay or transgender or any of these incredibly immoral lifestyles and behaviors to prevent bullying or punish bullying. Mm-hmm. You can use these tools that schools have had in place since time immemorial because conduct codes have been there. So all you have to do is know you don't insult people, you don't treat people badly, and each and every incident is unique.
Treated,
what the homosexual activists have done, they've started and have been very, very clever in tacking on to the curricula that are out there on bullying prevention. And most of those are now starting in late elementary school. And you have to go and watch those curricula because...
But such as No Name Calling Week in January with GLSEN.
Right.
With
and so many of them will just tack on this approval of, you know, something like... it's very, very subtle, but they'll say things like,
they'll slip that in.
You don't bully people for who they are, as if homosexuality is inborn, as if it's like race.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, don't call people, don't say that's so gay, like that's an insult, because you're then insulting who people are. Mm-hmm. That's a twisted representation of the truth.
And they present that, like you said, in a subtle way before the kids. And all the while, the kids are taking this message in that homosexuality is normal and
inborn.
And inborn.
And inevitable. People are just... If you feel that way, you're inevitably going to go that way and just embrace it and go on with it. And there's no risk, which that's the other part they're saying. It's no different than heterosexuality. We can talk all day about how it's very different from heterosexuality.
Absolutely. Just look at the CDC statistics for young men age 13, I think 24, and rates of HIV/AIDS. So you wrote this pamphlet, and it's something we definitely needed. It's for ages, or you say about mature fourth grader through eighth grade. And I know that it has been well received from the other side. In fact, the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest homosexual lobby group, has this very, about a page long news release talking, you know, kind of giving you an award for the most bigoted person in the world or something like that. You know, they are so, homosexual activists are so afraid
of the truth.
So afraid when someone writes a 3-page pamphlet.
Well, what they have to do is they have to invent an enemy, because I'm not an enemy. And, you know, I think if anybody reads this, is going to say, yeah, this is pretty standard stuff, Christian doctrine, not hateful. But they have to twist it and position it that way, because I think, first of all, it's fundraising. I mean, that's the bottom line there. But it's also they have to paint this as the most horrible thing in the world because they're trying to overcome traditional values in our culture. That's the bottom line. People need to understand where this movement is going and what they are doing if we don't stop them by continuing to speak the truth. And I'm not talking about stopping them in any other way.
Right.
But I did not realize it would. I figured the pamphlet would be greeted with some kind of response from the other side, but I had
no idea.
That Human Rights, the headline says, "Extremist Christian
group
publishes hateful anti-gay pamphlet for kids." And this is the part I think is hilarious. I mean, it's hilarious, but not actually. Down in this blog piece, this Human Rights Campaign writer says, "Mission America might claim to discourage bullying, but telling someone that they are wrong, sinful, broken, or pretending."
Yeah.
Is bullying in and of itself.
Yeah. They don't.
I mean, do you get that? Telling someone they're wrong is bullying.
Yeah.
Then we got to go do something about all the teachers, the parents, you know,
who believe that homosexuality is wrong, right?
Traffic cops. I mean, it's plain old childish.
Yeah.
And
it is, but again, like you're saying, they're speaking to their base, and they're using the terminology that will get their attention.
Right.
But, you know, immediately calling you an extremist Christian group and using that to paint you as an extreme. And your views, the views in this pamphlet are not extreme.
Right.
But again, they're trying to paint anyone who doesn't agree with them as being extreme and being hateful.
Well, and the other thing is that ABCNews.com called and interviewed me, and they have a piece, and you can look it up. Says Linda Harvey, you know, again, calling me an extremist group, and says that bullying is wrong, but so is being gay. And the article is so badly written, they refer to the American Psychological Association as the American Physiological Association.
Oh, my goodness.
At one point, she starts out with Linda Harvey, then she goes to her, obviously, homosexual sources, GLAAD, which is a big public relations firm, the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, gets a quote against me and against this brochure from them. And in that quote, the guy calls me Lisa Harvey. And
she doesn't bother
to correct it. I mean, it's obviously
wrong.
And he's wrong. Then she goes to GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, and she misquotes me, says something that I never said, and then the president of GLSEN reacts to the something that I never said. I mean, it's just classic.
Oh, my goodness. When was that put up
advocacy
on?
Advocacy journalism. It was last...
last week?
It would be... about Friday of last week.
Okay, by the 21st.
I don't know the date. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's the 21st. But last Friday, it was Friday a week ago.
Or maybe a few days before that.
Well, sometime the end of last week.
Yeah.
Okay. So, obviously, the writer of this ABC.com article apparently hasn't even read the pamphlet.
Oh, she read it, and she was very upset. The other thing is she was obviously very upset, and she kind of made it clear to me when she was talking to me. I mean, I got in some good quotes, and she quoted me, but everything else was so undercut the whole thing.
Right, undercut everything you said. Mm-hmm.
One of the things I say in the pamphlet is I compare the outrage about this to telling about kids who are obese and who are bullied over that, and she had great objection to that. She thought that was mean, or I'm not even sure what she thought.
Wow. So she objected to your take on bullying, is what it sounds like.
Yes. I think her take on it was that it is wrong to compare being gay to being overweight. And then in a private conversation, this didn't come out in the article, but she said, well, because I say in the pamphlet that, you know, you would not tell your overweight friends that
they're fat.
Overeating is a good thing,
yeah.
Would you, even if you stood up for them if they're bullied?
Mm-hmm.
So for the same reason you would not tell someone that gay is okay, even if you know that it's wrong to be bullied. That's the concept I'm getting across.
Okay.
She said, well, an awful lot of people who are overweight, it's not from overeating. And I said, excuse me?
It's not from overeating?
Yeah, I said, excuse me?
Okay.
And she said, no, she said, absolutely not. She said, I totally disagree with that. I said, wait, I think probably a small percentage is hormonal, but,
very small percentage.
You know, and I pointed out to her, Michelle Obama herself has the, you know, Get Moving campaign about eating right and getting kids to exercise, and that's the First Lady's campaign, one of the few things that I kind of would agree with Michelle Obama. She didn't put any of this in the article, but she's just really kind of a clueless reporter.
That's
coming
from a whole different angle, and that makes no sense. But the way you address bullying here on the third page, it says, when one kid picks on another, that's always wrong. And you say that. If the bully uses bad words or makes up false stories that someone is gay or calls a boy names like sissy or worse, that's horrible.
Yes.
It says, always speak up and help someone who is being bullied. You say that very, very clearly. Then you said, but it's not right to tell someone that being homosexual is okay.
Right.
But you make it clear that bullying is not right in all instances. You make that very clear in your,
right.
your brochure here.
Right. Now, what they don't like is the fact that...
That you're telling them homosexuality is wrong.
Right. They don't like in the fact that I say that no one is born this way. Strong mm-hmm. feelings are not a proof of anything. That's how I put that, which is really, that's the narrative out there. It's because I feel this way, and I felt this way for a while, that it must be inborn. Well,
right.
no, there's a lot of human behavior that feels very natural and turns out to be not at all inborn and overcomable. Anyway, that's the comparison I'm trying to make.
Yeah, and the last
they don't like any of that.
Well,
so.
I know. But here it says, next to the last paragraph, so tell your friends in a nice way, are these homosexual activists being nice to you?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And that's the key. You know, this is just one more instance. My experience, and I've had these before, you've had them, many, many other pro-family
yeah.
people are having the same experience where these people are the biggest bullies out there.
Yeah.
When they have the media, by and large, mm-hmm. on their side, and they use
yeah.
this, and they smack you down without giving you anything. It's, you know, they try to destroy your reputation. They slander you. They misquote you.
Mm-hmm.
They're sloppy about how they do any of this. They call you hateful when you're not hateful.
Yeah.
It's like the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, who's named all these folks on their hate group.
Right.
List.
Well, is it your
it's
name
like
on
the
there?
Quote,
is it your name
the
on there,
bigoted,
too?
I said the most bigoted woman in America.
Yeah.
And that's from an extremist, Wayne Bethan,
who
stood outside of a church with a bullhorn and
right.
harassed them in
yeah.
Boston a few years ago.
Yeah. After the FRC shooting, he was one of the ones who signed on to that letter from the homosexual groups, you know, decrying the shooting, and then the next day is blasting FRC. So yeah.
exactly,
yeah.
he'll do
yeah.
Some of that just for cover. But
so you are the most bigoted woman in America,
right? The most bigoted woman,
okay.
and
according
to
Wayne Beeson,
I've been trying to say to people, if I am as bad as it gets, then just fold up your tents and go home. You have nothing to worry about. You know, this is just it's just laughable if it wasn't
it
me.
Is, yeah.
You know, they're talking
yeah.
about. So,
it's tragic, but
it
we
is.
Need this resource. Do you think that you would go beyond and go like 9th through 12th grade, deal with high school kids in another pamphlet?
I might. They're not going to stop me. I'm not.
Well,
you know,
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
But what's happened to you, though, as you've been saying, is a perfect example of how the other side, how the homosexual activists want to silence all those who even write an innocent pamphlet.
Right.
Targeted to 4th through 8th grade students who look at the issue of homosexuality from a Christian perspective and to say homosexuality is wrong.
Right. You know, if they think things like this are a problem, just ignore it. That's what you do most.
And the positive thing is this has brought more attention to your pamphlet.
Yes. I know. I think the Lord is working in this,
yeah,
truly, because
absolutely.
It has directed a ton of attention. And, of course, I've gotten a number of hundreds of horrible emails.
You are saving those, right?
But in there somewhere, I believe that there will be even the folks from the other side who are so virulent and hostile at this point. Grains of truth are mm-hmm. being planted. You know, God
yeah.
works in all
God
kinds
can
of
use
ways.
That. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I do believe that will happen,
yeah.
and it will be to his glory.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he can work in mysterious ways, and he has in the past, and he still does work in mysterious ways.
Right.
And
well, many people who are ex-homosexuals will say that they're before they decided and came to that realization that they were able to change and they started that process of changing, that they some of them were very hostile
mm-hmm.
and mean toward Christians and Christianity.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
We
and
know what happens.
It, yeah.
True hope and change can happen here.
True hope and change can happen, absolutely. And we have to remember that change is possible through Jesus Christ, no matter what the sin is that a person is involved in. Hope is through Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and change.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that. So I would encourage folks, especially here at the beginning of the school year, with the indoctrination that many schools, I'm going to say a good majority of schools in this nation are going to have some sort of homosexual indoctrination, in some ways subtle, like you were saying earlier in the program, but there's going to be something in curriculum or in lessons that the teachers teach or a movie or something that's shown in the classroom that will be normalizing homosexuality.
Right.
And parents need to be aware of that. They need to check what's going on in their child's school and not assume that their school is, quote-unquote, okay.
Right, just because if they don't spend, you know, have an entire book about it, it'll just be slipped in
right.
subtly
in
one or two places.
Yeah.
And again, it's the kind of message that, you know, don't come against people who are different than you. don't come against people just because of who they are. Again, mm-hmm. homosexuality is not being different. It's sinful, high-risk
yes,
behavior.
Absolutely.
It's no, you know, it would be about the same as, you know, it's not a perfect analogy, but it's take any disordered behavior you can think of and saying, well, that's being different. No, there are better and worse behaviors, and you don't have to be involved in this.
Right.
And it's not who people are. It's not like race. And that's the implication they keep trying to make.
Oh, that's exactly right. They're trying to say that people are born this way. What really bothers me is they're preying on these kids, these vulnerable kids, who during a time period in their life, they may be questioning their sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you know, for young ladies who are like tomboys, who you know, may think it was yucky to be a girl, they're encouraging them to have their breasts removed. I mean, you know, this
yeah.
is a whole different, not it's not a whole different category, but they're preying, just an example of they're preying on the kids and taking advantage of the kids who are questioning who they are, which
who
is
are
a
very,
natural.
Usually very confused and
yeah.
have very troubled backgrounds. And,
yeah.
and well may come out of that with a little proper and constructive guidance.
Exactly.
But to encourage the gender-confused child who's
yeah.
probably has a whole host of other issues
right.
that they need to surgically amputate
yeah.
healthy body parts is just insanity.
It
I
is.
Mean, it's child corruption to the max, and it ought to be illegal.
It should
it really
be.
Ought to be. There ought to be some criminal punishment for
yeah.
people that lead people down those kinds of
Absolutely.
Paths. I mean, I can't
yeah.
even...
Yeah, that's not that can't be changed. I
yeah.
mean, they may change their mind down the road, but they have the consequences
yeah,
to deal
that.
With.
That's
yeah,
they've done that. That's it, you know.
Yeah.
The least we could agree to is to leave kids alone until they're adults.
Absolutely.
We ought to be able to agree to that, but the homosexual community is not agreeing to that,
no.
which is why we're doing what
and
we're
doing.
Yeah,
and I think the response to your pamphlet is a perfect example of that, because this is very evident that it's geared towards kids, and yet the homosexual activists cannot stand that.
Yeah.
And so give us your website so folks can go and check on this pamphlet.
Okay, it's missionamerica.com. And just look in the top right corner under our hot links, and you will see questions and answers for kids about homosexuality.
Okay, under hot links. And folks can contact you through your website then?
Yes, they can.
Okay, sounds good. So missionamerica.com, and look under hot links for Linda's bigoted, quote-unquote bigoted, according to the Human Rights Campaign brochure. But we really do need this pamphlet, something we have needed for a long time, and I appreciate you taking the time to sit down and write it.
Well,
and
great.
Make it available.
Well, thank you, Diane, for all you're doing, and thank you for the opportunity to talk with people today.
Okay. Hey, take care.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.